You are listening to BensTorah.com.
For review, the Gemara there wants to find out whether a Jew can in Keter to exempt himself from Bechor. Meaning, if a guy gives him Keter, is that a good opinion for his animal when he's not chayav in Bechor? And conversely, if the Jew gives money to purchase an animal from a guy, is that pinyin kesef a good pinyin for the Jew to be chayiv in Bechor? Meaning, does pinyin kesef work between a Jew and a guy? So the Gemara says, it's Torah machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in this past week's parsha in Bahar. In Bahar it says, v'chitim kuru memkar la'am yisekha okana miyad. What does that refer to? Because it says La'am Yisecha. The Gemara's direct La'am Yisecha, this Kenyan referred to in the Pasuk, Pala Ove Kachavim, but for a guy, this Kenyan referred to in the Pasuk doesn't work. So what is the Kenyan in the Pasuk? The Reflagius says the Kenyan in the Pasuk is Meshicha. And Meshicha works by a Jew and does not work by a guy. Hali Ovid Kachavim, but by a guy, Kesef works. So Reish Lakish is Meshicha by a Jew, Kesef by a guy. But Yochanan is the exact opposite. Kesef by a Jew, and Meshicha by a guy. So I wanted to look at two Taisus things. First Taisus is Ema. Ema lo Ovid Kachavim, Klau Klau. Gemara has an interesting havamina. Maybe it doesn't mean that one kinyan works by a Jew and another kinyan works by a guy. Gemara has a havamina. Maybe they're kinyanim by a Jew and there are no kinyanim by a guy. Which is fascinating. What is the havamina? There are no kinyanim by a guy. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says that the guy won't be kinyan that there's no kinyanim that works by a guy except if a guy brings it into his rishus. There are some achronim that learn from Rashi, from this Rashi, that a guy has kinyan chaser. But all Rashi says is when the Gemara says maybe kinyanim work by a Jew, but they don't work by a guy at all, Rashi says that would mean that a guy doesn't acquire anything until he brings it into his rishon, which is interesting.
If a guy doesn't have chaser, what happens?
What?
If a guy doesn't have chaser, what happens?
That's an interesting question. I don't know. But it is interesting. So, the Gemara has a havamina, no kinyanim worked by a guy, except for chaser. So what is chaser? Is chaser a svara? And this is what I want to discuss. These kinyanim that we are speaking about, are they svaras, are they limudim, are they halachim or shmitinayas? What is the nature of the kinyanim that we are aware of? Now, what's a nafka mina? I thought of an interesting nafka mina. The Rambam, in his Hakdama, L'Perash HaMashiach, says there are three halachim first about that. There's halachim or shmitinayas, which is something that we have received that has nothing to do with Torah Shebichtav, and it is a tradition that is given over from generation to generation that nobody argues on. For instance, villain has to be black. The restaurants have to be black. The shape of the villain. All of that halacha moshe misinai has nothing to do with any limudim in the chumash. The second chelak of Torah Shebichtav, the Rambam says, our Perushim Hamakubala Mishpi Maishra Rabbeinu. Meaning that when Maishra Rabbeinu taught Torah Shebichtav, he said, this is the way to translate this word. And when he, and the Rambam gives an example, when he translated Ulakakam Lachem by Yom HaRishon Kri Eit Hadar, he touched Kri Eit Ad Hadar as Esra. And when the Gemara tries to learn out, how do I know Kriyat Hadar is an Esrog? The Rambam says it doesn't mean the Gemara doesn't know what it is, because one of the Perushim HaMakubalim is being Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara is just saying, although this is something that we have received from tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu, there is a hint in the Sukkim that this is the proper type. But the proper type is based on a tradition. And the Rambam says similarly, any tradition of how to translate a pasuk, that no one can argue on. Then the Rambam in Parashat Mishnah, Hilchos Mamrim, says there's a third way for Torah to God that to work. That's through drashas and Yud Gimel Midah. And through drashas and Yud Gimel Midah, that is something, those are tools given to Chachamim that they can utilize to be Darish the Torah. However, there's a big distinction. In the case of being Darish the Torah with any Midahs or drashas, a later Beis Din could argue on a prior Beis Din and overturn the way they were Darish the Pesukim. So I'm curious, what are Kinyanim? If you look at Kinyanim, would you say Kinyanim fall under the first category of Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? They fall under the second category of Perushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu? And Machlekes Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is, what is the Perush HaMukubal in the Pesukim? When it says V'chisim kor memkar la'am yistecha, is that something that they said I was makabah with tradition, or is it based on a drasha? Meaning, is the interpretation of the pasuk V'chisim kor memkar la'am yistecha a drasha that can be overturned by a later Beis Din, or is it something that is really set in stone? So, what's interesting is that if it is the third possibility that all the Kinyanim are actually learned out as drushes, it means that in theory a later Beis Din would say there's no such thing as Mashicha. So when a guy has caught there, L'chara, that's a Sfarah, correct? In other words, the Gemara says maybe there are no Kinyanim by a guy at all. And Rashi says, what does that mean, there's no Kinyanim? Rashi says that means that he won't be Koina until he's machnis to his Rishut. So L'chara, that's not a Kabbalah or Mitzvah. L'chara is a Sfarah. That there is this concept that once something enters your Rishut, you own it and you have ownership on it.
The Rambam seems to stand very strongly that Halachlanos Mishinais and Perushim HaMukubalim, that's the shot, that nobody can argue on that. And it is a big Chavis Gur that shows all the places, but he goes in that
direction.
So it seems to be that this is a drasha.
Correct, which is interesting. So I want to read this Taisus, because Taisus seems to be mislabic, dealing with this issue. The Gemara says, Ema, let us say that there's a Kenyan by a Jew, V'chisim kor memkor miyad amistecha, but maybe there's no Kenyan by a Jew at all. Once again, Rashi learns that that means there's only chaser by a guy. And then the Gemara says, no. If there's mashkicha by a Jew, then there's kesef by a guy. If there's kesef by a Jew, then there is mashkicha by a guy. So Taisus is bothered. Why does the Gemara feel it's fine now? Why is it just, if it's kesef by a Jew, then it is, you know, mashkicha by a guy. And if it's mashkicha by a Jew, it's kesef by a guy. Taisus is bothered by it. Let me get to Taisus' second Ema, right? Taisus, give our master Ema. Wants to know, why is the Gemara so adamant that there's a binary option? He says, Dilma, Ham Yad Ove Kochavim Bishtar Uvechazaka. Why don't we say, you know what? Whatever opinion exists by a Jew, either Mashicha or Kesef is fine. And maybe by a guy, the alternative is Star or Chazak. Now Taisus has a fascinating thing. The Chazaka Nami Saicha B'metalim. You could also have Kinyan Chazak by Metazel. When we spoke about Kinyan Chazak, we never saw this. But this Taisus says there could be a form of Kinyan Chazak by Metazel. And he describes what it would look like. Im Asa Bahem Shum Tikun Kein No Gadar Upara. That the equivalent of Chazaka by Metazelin would be if you make an improvement to the metazelin, that would be a Kinyan Chazak on metazelin, like if you added a fence or made a door or opening by cart. So yes, Loma. Now this is very important. Why is it, Paisa says, that the Gemara feels there's only a binary app? Either Mishticha by Jew and Kesef by Guy, or alternatively Kesef by Jew and Mishticha by Guy. The Yesh Leimar, the Shnei Kinyonim, Halalu, Havan Metsuyin. These Kinyonim are Kinyonim that are Metsuyin, whatever Metsuyin means. The Shaychi Zeb Meicher, the Zeb Loiteach. And one is a Kinyon Mitzad the Meicher, and one is a Kinyon Mitzad the Loiteach. Then Naisen Ma'ai. In one case, the fellow gives the Ma'ai. Vizem Meishach. And this person is Meishach. Eitzel Hachet. Meishach Etzlo Hachet. Vizem the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would say that Kesef is the way that is the king that I would choose. Vizemach. Why? The im timer, this is the important part of Tyson. Tyson wants to know, how do I know? Shehein Chasuvin Kinyan Kla. How do I know that Mishpicha or Kesef are Kinyanim at all? Meaning, you're assuming that these psukim are referring to Mishpicha or its alternative Kesef. Kesef or its alternative Mishpicha. How do you know that these kinyanim exist at all? So from the very fact that Tyson says, how do you know these kinyanim exist at all? It means that they're not Messiahs or Lachim or Smitinais. It must be the Mukminan Misvara. Tyson says, what's the Svara to say that the psukim are most likely speaking about Mishpicha and Kesef? My Svara Kinyanim Zekra Vahani. What's the Svara? In other words, it's logical. Kinyanim are based on logic. And how do I know logically that the Pasuk is referring to either Kesef or Mishpicha? So he says, V'yesh Lomar Ze'eshrechan Kesef Kona V'Matam Acher. Because Kesef is actually found as a Kinyan in another place. Where? The Karka. Either Seyafron, correct? Or the Pasuk near Miyahu, another potential people. So meaning the only reason I would consider Kesef to be a Kinyan by Metazelin is because I found it by Karka.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The Hektik. And there's a pasuk by Hektik that says the Ferris, but nothing I guess that's the Kamla. So Kesef is the Ferris Bakra. So once Kesef is the Ferris Bakra, I can extend it to the other pasuk, the Chisimku Memkar Miyad Amitech. Umishkicha, where do I get Mishkicha from? The Messiah Vehesker. I get it from Messiah and Hesker. Which is interesting because I don't think the Torah ever uses the lashon of Mishkicha. Correct, does it? I think only by Korban Pesach, correct? The Torah never says Mishkicha by Messiah and Hesker. But the assumption is that you could pick up a Messiah with Mishkicha or pick up Hesker with Mishkicha. So therefore, it's a kinyan we find someplace else. The point that I want to emphasize in this crisis is Tyson says, I need a svara to include a kinyan. meaning Kinyanim are not Messiahs or Alachmos Mishinai, and if I stick a Kinyan in a Pasuk, I need it to be a Drasha or a Svar. And here the Svar is Kesef, I find by Karka, therefore Kesef I will find by Mishnicha. Now I noticed, remember there was that footnote I pointed out last time? At the beginning of the Minchas Chinas, according to Chazoinis, the footnote also points out the Lashon HaChinuch is like this. Kol Inyanim Midorabana V'samchu Akra. The Chinuch says all Kinyanim are Midorabana and they are based on Sukkim. So what does the Chinuch mean? Does the Chinuch really mean there's no concept of Kinyan Doraisa? Of course there's a concept of a Kinyan Doraisa. The Gemara says all the time there's a Kinyan Doraisa and a Kinyan Dorabanan. So I think what the Chinuch means is similar to what we find in other places, like the Inuyim by Yom Kippur, or like the Isra Malacha by Chol HaMoed. That the Torah gives you a general concept, that there is commerce. And we have the right, Chachamim have the right, to determine which Kinyanim fit into the Torah's idea of Kama. So, when it says, V'chitim kumem karla amitecha, we don't know what that means. But what do? We have the ability, or Rabbanan have the ability, to determine what the Kinyanim d'oraisa are. Similar to what the Ran says for the Inuyim on Yom Kippur. Are the Inuyim the Rabbanan or d'oraisa? Big Machlaik and Tashnus and Tashnus Yishonim. And the Rambam. So the Ram says they're both correct, meaning there are riots in each direction about the Inuyim. So the Ram says, what's the conclusion? The Inuyim are Doraisa, but it was left us to Rabbanon to determine what the Inuyim Doraisa are. So I think there's something similar by Kinyanim. That the Torah says there is this idea of Kinyanim Doraisa, and it's up to the Chacham to be Dairish and determine what Kinyanim Doraisa. Okay, now the question is, we're on Chalipin. So the question is, what is Chalip? What is Chalipin come from? So we saw Machlokes between the Rambam and Rivet in two places. Is Chalipin Kesef? Or a derivative of Kesef, or is it a new form of Kinyan? Which is interesting, if it's a new form of Kinyan, can you have a Kinyan d'oraisa, that's a new form of Kinyan, without there being any hint of it anywhere else in the Torah? And is the mention of it in Rut enough to make it a Kinyan d'oraisa? If I'm going to say that Chalipin is Kesef, or a derivative of Kesef, then I understand Chalipin is a Din Doraisa. Now the Gemara seems to indicate all over that Chalipin is Doraisa. So the question is, why is Chalipin Doraisa? Is it because, like the Ravid says, that it's a form of Kesef? Or is it because Chachamim had the right to institute Kinyanim, and they instituted Chalipin as a mode of Kinyan? So Taisus asked an interesting question here. And let's look at Taisus and Bechiris, the next Taisus, which I have to get. Give me a minute here to get the next Taisus. The next Taisus asked a similar question. And he says, what's Zibra Hamaskal, the next Taisus?
Ema.
Ema, okay. Ema, right, Laza Kachavim, Klau Klau. Is that the one we just did? No.
You did the one before.
Yes, but tomorrow, no, this is Ema, correct, it's Ema. You're right, this is, Tysus is Ema. Tysus wants to know, why does the Gemara again have a binary choice, a Jew, a Mashiach, a Guy B'Kesef, or a Jew B'Kesef, a Guy B'Mashiach? Why isn't Chalipin enough? Meaning, V'chitim kumem karla amisecha, a Jew with Mashiach, and why don't you say a guy with Chalipin? meaning why is the Khalifa in one of the options? The Im Taimar, the Khalifin, the Hu Makne Mamono, the Dores, the Kedushin. Now this has to do with the question we read last week to the Mincha Chinuch. Does Khalifin work by a guy? So all the Rishonim bring a raya from Kedushin Daf Ches, it works by a guy. On Kedushin Daf Ches, there's a sugya about whether you need Tuma. Whether before a man gives to a woman Kesef, you need to go ahead and make an evaluation. So the Gemara brings a raya from a Braita. The Braita says, Mi Kesef Miknasa, that a guy can buy an Eved Ivri, or a Jew can buy an Eved Ivri with Kesef. Velo B'Tvul Ukelin, but a Jew cannot buy an Eved Ivri with full Ukelin. So the Gemara says, why not? Just a Kesef to Kesef. The Gemara says, when it means that you cannot buy an Eved Ivri B'Tvul Ukelin, it means B'Toras Khalifin. If I give the Tvul and Kalim to buy the Eved Ivri, it has to be B'Toras Kesef. Not B'Toras Khalifin. So the Taisbus is Madaik from there, that a guy can't buy an Eved Ivri with Khalifa, but a guy could buy a Jew's property with Khalifa. Kedushin Chasam Beis Mikesef Miknasa. Mikesef Hu Nikne Ve'eno Nikne B'Torah Tzvul U'Kelin. U'mai Ninu Khalifa. U'Be'eved Ivri, correct? High cross. The pasuk that eliminates Khalifin is talking about using Khalifin for a guy to buy an Eved Ivri. Mas Matisha says that seems to indicate Haskar is on Metoplin, but for a guy to purchase Metoplin from a Jew, he could go ahead and use what? Khalifin. Now, Tysus now gives two answers here. Help me with these answers. But these answers are a little vague to me. Basically, Tysus' question is, why isn't Khalifin an option in our Gemara? What is our Gemara direct? V'chi simko memkel ha-mitzecha either b'meshicha the Kesef, and to a guy, the Khalifin. So first of all, you see clearly from Taisus, Khalifin is a valid Kenyan by Goyim. So why isn't that the alternative here? Why do we have to go from Mishpicha to Kesef, or Kesef to Mishpicha? V'yesh lomar, di'i lo, eshkachan Kesef, o Mishpicha, v'oive kochavim, lo hu mukminan lei bechalipin. Why not? Meaning, Chaisa says, I can't dump the Khalifin, and if Khalifin works, it's built on the aside that Kesef and Mashiach works. So what does this mean in Chaisa? What's the spur? Meaning, Chaisa seems to say that if I don't know first Kesef and Mashiach, then I can't know Khalifin. In other words, Khalifin is not a valid possibility for a guy unless Mashiach and Kesef are first valid possibilities. So if Khalifin is a form of Kesef, I understand that if Khalifin works, I need Kesef first. But Tysus doesn't say that. Tysus says if I don't have both Kesef and Mashiach as possibilities for a guy, then I don't have Khalifin. So why is Mashiach a necessary prerequisite to know Khalifin? So I'm really at a loss to figure this out. I don't know if anyone has a horror. Again, Kesef I could see as a prerequisite for Khalifin, because maybe, like the Ravid says, Khalifan is a form of Jay Shlomo, or another answer. Listen to the second answer. Why Khalifan is not an option for the drasha? Why it's only Mashiach or Kesef? Hi, Jitka Omar, or Jitka Kazim, Vechada. When it says that a Jew has one opinion and a guy has another, love the Khalifan. I can't go ahead and choose Khalifan. Why? Because Khalifan is a universal opinion that works both by a Jew and a God. So if I want to find a opinion where the Torah is saying, this does not work by a guy, but this doctor works by a guy, it can't be Khalifan, because Khalifan works by everybody. Meaning Khalifan is universal, and it can't be limited to one case. Therefore, Myri Ella Bikinyus Chada. Therefore, the Pesukim must only be talking about a new Kinyan. What does Kinyan Chadash mean? I'm not sure. To go on Kesef O Mashiach. So this is very interesting, the relationship between Mashiach, Kesef, and Khalifa. They're the building block. And only once I have Mashiach and Kesef would I then entertain Khalifa as a Kinyan.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.